Oh, forget that.
Alright, Deceiver instead there.
We have the yellow one, but that doesn't actually do any good. Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Def, give him a lemon base. We left off, we had finished with the Ros Baldin, and we're discussing Knas. Finally, we finally got Rafia's Kavachomer off to a start, at least. Right? So everyone knows, look, the mice, everyone knows Adam Rebellion Kiv. Okay, great, Rafia's happy. Gemara asks, no, we have a Perchot. Malachiv Shein Machaibo Karban. Tomer be Adam Shein Machaibon also Karban. Hello, Kasha. Rav Chia, Rav Meir, Sfir Leif, Amr Eid, Mechayv, Zan Tov, Amr Karba, Amr Kaba, Chomer, Dithnan, Amr Lo Shnayim, Achal Tachel, Avu, Amr Lo Achalti, Rav Meir, Mechayv, Chom, and Poter, Amr Rav Meir, Mehbe Yuhu, Shnayim, Zay Misa, Chomor, Lo Yivdu, Lidei, Karba, Nakal, Amr Lo, Ma'am, Yirtal, Omer, Mezir, Ayisi, Yi, Pater. Okay, so they quote here the Mishnah in Krisos, Dafir Alfan Beis, the Gemara is already in Dafir Beis, Mishnah, Dafir Alfan Beis, Machlok, Rav Meir, and Chachamim. Originally, we were assuming like the Chachamim, Yachid Rab Malacha Karabim, who says that the Edom says he is Chelim and he denies it, he is Potter. So we see that Piv is stronger than Edom. The answer is Rav Chia holds like Rav Meir. This is only in the Havmin, of course. In the end, we take a different track, right, in Daf Dalet of Eid Echad, which is good, because we don't hold like Rav Meir, we do hold like Rav Chia. But that's fine. In this Havmina, I guess maybe that Pesach wouldn't have worked out. But at this stage of the Gemara, he also holds like Rav Chia, who holds that the Edom are Mechayivim. Now, what is the Yesod of the Machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? So the Gemara there explains. The Gemara there doesn't really explain Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir seems pretty pashut. Two Edom say you're Chayiv, and you say you're Potter. So you're always Chayiv. That's called Bishnei Edom Yachim Dabar. It's very nice that you think you're Potter, and that's exactly what he said. Misa, they won't be maybe lite carbon hakal. We always believe two Edom against you. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara has two possibilities. What the Chacham Shita is. So here's Rabbi Meir says we give the Edom, and the Chacham, and here I'm just telling you what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara has two possibilities, what the Svar of the Chacham are. What are the 2 days in the Gemara there? What's the Svar of the Chachamim? One is, that's the second one, right? Adam Neman Al Atmo Yoser Mimea Edom, or Mea Ish, whatever it was, right? Meaning give them notice on yourself, or what is the shot in the Mishnah? What do the Chachamim say? Say migu, my yitzalomer, mezi ha'yisi migu, migu, yachalomer, mezi ha'yisi. So the okay, we'll come back to that in a moment, perhaps. Let's start with our Gemara. Our Gemara says that, what do we see from here? We see that for the Chachamim, for Rav Meir, obviously, Piv is not better than Edom. For the Chachamim, right, because Piv loses, Edom wins. For the Chachamim, we say Edom is better. For the Chachamim, we say Piv is better than Edom. What do we mean? Tosfos asks, "Ma'alo Piv shegein chayv karban torah be Edom." What does the Gemara say? Right, Piv Mechaivo Karban, Edom ain't Mechaiv and also Karban. Okay, what's the problem with this line in the Gemara? What's the problem with this line in the Gemara? So Tosfos already asked the question. He starts with the answer and then asks the question. He says, hold on a second. What's the case, right? The comparison has to be parallel cases. Is it where there's no argument, where there's no opposition, or where there is opposition? Right? So what's the case where Piv is Mechaivo Karban, Edom is not Mechaivo so Karban, if it would be with no opposition? So what's the possibilities? If there's no opposition, then Piv is Mechaivo so Karban. If I say I ate Chelim, of course I bring a Karban. But Edom are also mechayiv me a karban. Right? That's clear. Neither a mayor nor a chamei. Everyone agrees. Oh, hodai lav means, right? The Gemara has a whole discussion about the drashim. Lo shidu achayim. It's clear that even if two eidim say, or even if one eid says, I eid chaylev, and I don't contradict them, I'm chayiv. So rather, what's the case? If the case is with opposition, so Tosu says, what does Tosu say? Tosu says it must be a case of with opposition. What happens if there is opposition? So clearly, if Adim say Chayav and Piv says Potter, the sheet of the Chachamim is Potter. Adim are not Mechayav or Sukarban. So what does Tosu say? It must be that what's the comparison? Tosu says, what's the comparison? That if Piv says Chayav and Adim say Potter, he is Chayav. That's the Chiddush Tosfos had. You can be Mechayav yourself a Karban even if Adim say Potter, and that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant we have a Pircha, Piv is Mechayav a Karban even against Adim. Adim is not Mechayav a Karban against Piv. That's the way Tosu reads the Gemara, and that's a perfectly reasonable assumption. If you make that assumption, that's essentially mechayv karban afilu edim achishno. So for Omer Lav Chelavu El Shuman, the Ena edim achishno. So hechi gomer tovar beedim edim not mechayv also karban im eino machishan. The afilu eid echad im eino machishim mechayv karban. Okay.
Rashi
says Piv mechayv karban. He doesn't say, he leaves it out, right? Piv mechayv karban of his vadah shachata. Edim ain't mechayv on osor karban im machishin osor, right? He doesn't explicitly fill in, but Tosfos is filling in for him. Afilu machishin osor. However, that's one shot in the order. In the Rashba, they do mention the Ritva and the Ramban do mention Tosfos shot, but the Ramban and the Rashba have another shot in the Gemara, which I think is a very, very fundamental Indian. The Ramban, the second shot in the Rashba, says no, pashup shot. It's talking about where there's no opposition. Ah, the problem is Piv is Mechayvo Karban and Edim are Mechayvo so Karban, right? So, what did the Ramban and the Rashba say? This is the Ramban's second answer and the Rashba's first revelation. What do they say? Piv, if you just admit you did it, you bring a Karban. Don't we see that Edim are also Mechayvo Karban? If Edim say you ate Chelev and you don't know anything, don't you have to bring a Karban? So what do they explain? Exactly. What they say is the Eidim aren't Mechayev. They just create a background for Shtikas Piv to be Mechayev. And here, they now, can you guarantee that Tosfos disagreed with this one? This lav dafka. But here they're making a fundamental chiddush. The question we have to ask ourselves in this whole sugya, I think, is what's this whole inyan of Eidim being mechayiv and also karban? Forget about Misa and I understand how Eidim are mechayiv someone Misa. I understand how they're mechayiv Malkus. I understand how they're mechayiv Mamon. What's the basic problem with Eidim being mechayiv someone a karban? I even understand how Eidim are mechayiv you an Ola and a Shlomo. Adam come and say, you promised Ola, I understand why we beat you up until you say Rotsani and bring the Ola. Obviously, you have to say Rotsani, so that's what the Gemara says. We beat you up until you say Rotsani. What's the problem with Adam being Mechayev Chattas? What? How do they know it's Meshogeg? Let's say they know it's Meshogeg. They can tell it was Meshogeg. Right? Oh, Hodai Lav, but okay, the Seder. Well, what does that mean? What? Why? Six, it says in the pasuk. Does that make sense? Would you have thought it on your own? The whole point of bringing a karban, right, is now the fact that a karban is kapara beseder. Okay, can I be mechaper on you without your knowledge? Lechora, sarvish shaleach. No, but lechora though, we would think the whole point of bringing a karban is that it's part of your tshuva. The whole point of bringing a carbon is that a carbon is not just an obligation, something that has to be done. A carbon is your reaction to your chayin, as part of your tshuva process. And it's funny in the first place to think of aiding being mechayiv you a carbon. Like, why can aiding be mechayiv me a carbon? Like, a carbon has to come internally, right? Shouldn't if I didn't do the aveira, if I sit there and said I didn't eat chilev, then it's very nice. So Baz then beats me up till I say I'm rotzeh to bring the chatas, and I send the chatas. But if I don't think I did any aveira and I'm not doing any tshuva, then how is there a makom for the whole carbon? Where did this whole situation start with? So I think you can have a very, very fundamental chakira in terms of going back to ohodai love, right? What does ohodai love mean? So ohodai love could just mean that, you know, there are some cases technically where if you say you're chayv a carbon, you're chayv a carbon. If you say you're potter a carbon, you're potter from a carbon. Or does ohodai love mean that fundamentally, the whole point of a carbon is that it's part of your tshuva, and it depends on what you think. And I think this is two ways of understanding when the Chachamim say, Adam Nemana Atzma Yosu Rimea Ish. What do they mean by this klal of Adam Nemana Atzma Yosu Rimea Ish? One way of reading this klal is that it's a klal in Nemanus. It is a klal in Nemanus that in people's own business, obviously what does it mean, Adam Nemana Atzma Yosu Rimea Ish? It doesn't mean I'm Neman to say you owe me money. It doesn't mean I'm never to say I'm chayiv misar pata from misar, chayiv malkus or pata from malkus. What it means is that in my own business that doesn't affect anyone else, I have nemanus because it's my business. I have nemanus in my business. So it could be a rule of nemanus, right? The rule of nemanus is that we believe me. However, another way of reading of nemanatsu yosu mimea eidim is that it doesn't mean it's a rule of Nemanus. It's a gzeiras akasav in Nemanus that a person neman on his business more than Eidim. Which, again, it wouldn't be a chiddush. Did we ever find elsewhere that a person can have more Nemanus than Eidim according to the Ktzos? Can a person ever have more Nemanus than Eidim? What? Hadas Baldin according to the Ktzos, right? There is such things as a person having more Nemanus than Eidim. It's not a crazy idea. So, Eish Nemanus, or maybe what it means is that Karban depends on his internal tshuva. A carbon depends on him himself. Right? A carbon is not that you have nemanus. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. A carbon depends on what's going on inside you.
Why
the deal between all the carbons? What? No, by carbon I meant chatas at least. An ola, I think it's clear. An ola doesn't have to depend on what's going on inside you. An ola means if you owe an ola, you owe an ola, right? If your shem, you know, inherit, if a woman gives birth and brings a bird for a chatas and the your shem inherit her money, they have to spend money to bring a bird for an ola. Okay, that's you can just owe these things. It's not so clear you're chayiv to bring an ola. Pash is just a nice idea to bring an ola. Then pash is the ikar ola is not for kapara.
But you're limiting the fowl only specifically in any other situation.
Exactly. I have no problem with that. Great. Chatas depends on what I feel internally. And therefore, it's not that I'm neman. It's not that I have more nemanis power than 100 million people. No, I mean, it's similar to the Ksosis Chakira, right? Parallel to the Ksosis Chakira about Shavya Nafshe that I briefly mentioned, the Ksosis Chakira about Hodas Baldin. Is it that the Torah just gave me a ton of nemanis here? The Torah said, look, certain things are everyone's business. Then everyone is equal nemanus. Certain things are your business, you get extra nemanus. Or no, it's not a matter of nemanus. It all depends on what I feel anyway. So whatever I say I feel, I win. It's interesting, the Rashba actually says, if I'm not mistaken, he has a line where he says that Tosi asked the question, what about Eman Mashkinin? We're in Woman the Armor here. Keep in mind, the Tosfos wasn't necessarily the same on Omer, so it's not a stima. It's just different ways of looking at things. But there's a rule: ein mamashkin chayv chatos. We don't force someone to bring a chatos. Tosfos ask, well, how can anyone force someone to bring a chatos? The Rashba actually says here. I think he has one line, if I'm not mistaken, if I can find it.
One second. It's just one little line.
Here we are. According to the lashon of Adam Nemanath, for Yosef Me'anashim, Umisham the Chayim Chatos ain't the Mashkinah son, because we don't force someone to bring a Chatos. That's the Rashi says. Why is the person Neman more than anyone else? Because we don't force someone to bring a Chatos. And what I think he's trying to say is that the rule we don't force someone to bring a Chatos, according to this day, is not a rule with exceptions. We actually never force someone to bring a Chatos. Why do we never force someone to bring a Chatos? Not depending on the circumstances. We don't force someone to bring a Chatos because a chatas is not something you can bring if you're not into it. It's not something that works. An ola you could just bring a very big yeved, but lamaisa, you know, it could be a kosher karban even if your heart's not in it. A chatas, if your heart's not in it, just doesn't make any sense because a chatas only makes sense in the context of a tshuva.
But depending on this tshuva, I understand that if two of you come and say, I don't owe anybody money, and I insist I owe Plony $1,000, I can give him $1,000. What does it matter? If two Aedim come and say, you didn't eat chaylev, it wasn't chaylev, and I say, no, I know I did, but they say not. I'm bringing, how can I bring the
asking carbon? Asking on Tosfos.
Yeah. On this concept of depends on this eternal tshuva. If I think I did it, and I want to bring a carbon, how can I bring a carbon?
Right, so the Shidim Gretz, says 2 days about that, and 1 day it says, I can bring the carbon if I'm a Kohen and do it myself.
Okay, but if you're not a Kohen.
Then there's 1 day that you can't. Maybe Anachanami, you can't. Maybe if you know the person really has Nemanus, then the Kohanim can be Samach on that Nemanus. The same way as if you use your Nemanus and Vodas Baal, then I don't have to worry about Gzela if I take the money for you. But if it's really all it means is that it depends on what's going on with him internally, then maybe Anachanami, that's not a matter of the Kohanim. It's only a matter if he's a Kohen. Again, that's not the case we're discussing. Mars always discussing when you say you're Potter. But in the case where you say you're Chayiv against the Velt, then Efsher, that maybe we. It's not so clear whether the Kohanim would bring you a karban. That's the Shidduch of Etzes. Here has 2 dayas that maybe only you would bring your karban.
Tzadav Klal and Nemanos, is that working sort of like through with the Odas Baldin, like the same
thing? No, I'd say it's parallel to Odas Baldin. Just like an Odas Baldin means for me to give away my money. Again, not the Ma'ariv Ben Leif. I have ultimate Nemanos over who gets my money. Why? It's my money, the Torah gave me more Nemanos. Likewise, it's my mitzvah, the Torah gave me more Nemanos. That's Xeris HaKasav. Where did it say it? It goes Xeris HaKasav. It says, Oh Hodai Love, which means that in my business I have more Nemanis. As opposed to saying, no, the Xeris HaKasav is not about Nemanis. The Xeris HaKasav is not about objective Nemanis. It's about subjectivity. The Xeris HaKasav is that I have to bring a carbon based, a chatos, based on, again, we're not talking about Ola. If a woman gives birth, she has to give an Ola, bring an Ola regardless of how she feels. A chatos also, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about a carbon that comes for a chet. Right? It depends on how I feel. The reason I bring the carbon is because of how I feel. And if I don't feel that I did an Avera, then there's no makom for me to.
Nothing on the first side. Like, how do we explain it? Why do you have
Xeris HaKasav. Same reason I have Nemanus in Hodas Baldin. Same reason if I say I owe you $100 and two Edom say I don't, we believe me. What are the odds I'm telling the truth against those two Edom? Answer, it doesn't matter. Xeris HaKasav, we don't have to figure out the odds. So go figure out the odds.
It's like a
Chidush in Nemanus. Yeah, exactly. Xeris HaKasav. It's a Xeris HaKasav. But again, it's a Xeris HaKasav that fits a pattern. Now, I think that this is two ways of understanding. This question is two ways of understanding why Edom or Mechayiv me a Karban. If it's a Klal and Nemanus, that I have more Nemanus, then if I say nothing, Edom are mechayiv me, which is the pashup shat, right? That's also started with. If I say nothing, of course Edom can mechayiv me. Why can't they mechayiv me? I have a lot of nemanis, but I don't know. So if I don't know, we rely on them. But if you say that all depends on me, then no one can ever be mechayiv me. But Edim can convince me to be mechayiv myself. And that's exactly what the Rabban and the Rosh were saying here, that Adam Nemel Atzel Shema Mashkinim, there is no such thing as anyone, we're in the Chacham here, there is no such thing as someone else being Mechayiv via Chattas. That's a steer in Eubay. That's impossible. It's against the whole idea of bringing a carbon Chattas. It's just that, look, Lamaisa, I don't know, if you were sitting there, two Edim came and say they saw you eat Chaylev and you don't know, then Mestama, you'll believe them and feel very guilty, right? I mean, why not, right? Two people told me, I mean, I would like to not believe them. Well, Mike said, two people came and told me, you know, you ate chaylev. I would say, all right, you know, it's a little sad. I'd rather I didn't, but in stomach, you're telling the truth. Why would you lie? Therefore, I ate chaylev, and I feel really guilty and want to do a little tshuva and bring a karban. And really, that's a fundamental chakira about the process of bringing a chattas. Is a chattas just stam a karban you bring to Hashem to achieve a certain goal, or is it part of a tshuva process?
Can you mechalik two cases where the only argument is over mitzias and not over a person says, I walked in at this time to a certain restaurant that was treif, and two Edim say, no, that restaurant's kosher. In that case, could it be that everyone's going to agree that he has to listen to Edim?
It could be there is such thing as butler daito, it's a kaladam or something, you know. I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be that the two Edim are lying. Okay, yesh lying. Okay, that's as far as Adam Nem Nasu Yosef Meh Ish, right? It could be a Gzer Sagas of Nemanis, or it could be telling us that Karbon Chattas doesn't go by Nemanis. It goes by your internal tshuva process, and that's exactly the machlokes, perhaps, between, it's always hard to say whether Tosos wasn't holding to Rabban Rashba or just wasn't bringing that angle in right now, but Tosos, who says that Taka Edomar Mechayev you, and therefore he has to go to be Mechadesh, the idea that you're allowed to bring it even if Edom say you're Potter, which then, you know, gets into another number of interesting questions, versus the Rabban and the Rashba, again, the Rabban and the Rashba in one Deah, but it seems to be something that they prefer, their preferred Deah, who say there is no such thing as Edom Mechayev you. It looks like Edom or Mechayev you from the outside, right? But really, the Edom are just making you be Mechayev yourself.
Okay,
so I would say true is the daughter. Either you could say it doesn't matter, it's just technically still a valid pircha, because pirchas don't have a very high standard, or you could say that Chedush Yerim said at the end of that first paragraph, you notice, he said, maybe even though they're only discussing what's going on internally in your own heart, that is a valid pircha of Chia Kamaisa. Because Rav Chia is not just a question of who we believe more. What do you mean who we believe more? We believe equally. If Edom say 050, we believe. If I say 050, we believe. The question is, does that change my attitude in terms of how honest we think I am in the other 50, and therefore maybe Rav Chia is really discussing internally and not objective to us? Although then the original Kavach Homer would be questionable.
Isn't that the concept of Edom altogether? Edom come to Beis Din and then bring their testimony. It's Beis Din that's mechayev you to pay money or anything. If two Edom show up and you say something, you have to listen to them without a Beis Din being posek that this is what happens. Edom always are just bringing evidence and setting up a fact, not being ever mechayev you.
No, that's what I meant. What I meant by Edom Mechayev you, I meant that the objective proof of Beis Din is Mechayev you. Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, now let's go on to the other mandamer. There's one mandamer, Adam Nemelatva Yosef Meyeish, which we have two ways of looking at it. Then there's another mandamer. Like, that's the first mandamer. Then there's another mandamer, Migud Yachaloma Meizer Yisi. What is this mandamer saying? It's saying that really, if not for Migu, who would win? You were the Edom? I mean, let's say you don't have amigo. Is there a case where you don't have amigo? The Gemara says? In Krisus?
He says in the beginning that he means he didn't eat.
Right, although that's not the case the Gemara says, right? And that's actually a discussion in the Rishonim. What if he says lo achalti klal? Can we still say he means lo achalti b'shogei klal? The Rishonim discusses that. But tumach hadasha, right? If, for example, when he says Lonit Macy, they say you were Nitzman, went to the mikdash, he said Lonit Macy. So he might mean Lonit Macy, lo amant demasi elotavalti. Right? So he still has his midon. What if they said you were Nitma this morning, went to the mikdash today? He said Lonit Macy. Now, there's no possible way to say he means I didn't stay Tami Batovel, because Tovelim wouldn't have helped, because Tvol Yom was also Chayiv Karis for going to the mikdash. So in that case, he has no migo. When he has no migo, means really, a dimwin. But, if he has a migo, Piv beats Edim. That's the second day in the Chachamim. Now, of course, this second day, if really Edim win, unless he has a Migo, then what do we seem to be saying? If really Edim win, unless he has a Migo, then we seem to be saying that that the, let's just say here, the Chiv is objective. The Chiv, Karban Chatzis, is objective versus subjective. But obviously what we're saying is that the Chiv is objective. We don't care how he feels inside. We don't care how he feels inside. And if he has to rotes on him, so be it, and he'll say rotes on him. We don't care if he really feels guilty inside. If he didn't have Avera, he has to bring the carbon. And therefore, we leave the Edom against him. It just so happens that he has a Migo. Okay, now, and that's the Pashup Shad and the other day in the Chachamim. And the other day in the Chachamim seems to be the more Pashup Shad in the Chachamim. Because what's the lashon of the Mishnah, right? Ma'amim Solomar Mezra Yisi Potter. A pasuk shot is he has a mikvah. We could say Mezra Yisi, right? The question is, what's the big question on this mikvah though? What? No, the big question is. I mean, a big question is obviously there's no objective right answer. It's a big question. It's a small question. But I think the most obvious question is. I just said the Edom are Neman, if he has a Migo, he beats the Edom. That goes against the most fundamental rule that Migo doesn't beat Edom, which is not just a rule we find all over Shas, it's a very, very logical rule. Like Migo is a nice svara for whatever it's worth, but it shouldn't beat Edom, and all over Shas, Migo Taka doesn't beat Edom. So that's the question that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Says Rashi here, And Tosfos in Maimon Shel Mezra, he says, the lish na da'an nevan alas when yosim yehidim hayim yirtzalom dvar to remeir ka'amri to the isa perik amri lo. Okay, first he has a side problem. He says, hold on, if the real reason for comment that you just have no one in manas, then why do they say Migo? They're just saying another, even for you, even if you don't believe our Nemanis, at least believe in Migo. Or you could say, my mutual means are easy, just a way of illustrating that he has a lot of Nemanis. You know, he could say various things. Okay, that's fine. But what about according to the Edom Lishna? According to the Lashon that we're dealing with, time did not shy come, right? Rashi, does Rashi have the right to pick one of the two Lashonos? Yes, Rashi is picking the Lashon of Migo. Time enough, Shai Karmi. They're saying the real reason is Migo. The aim of Farshamai Nitzu Lomashi, Naman Lomar Lochalti, Migo di Bayom Mezra Yisi. Don't take a Kipshuto, right? Don't take a Kipshuto that Rashi says, Naman Lomar Lochalti, Migo di Mezra Yisi. Can't be, because it's Migo Makam Edim. The Migo Makam Edim who? Ella Kalomar Af Masha Omer Lo Achalti Yochel Tired Zvar Velo Lo Achalti Shogeg Ella Meizid My Shomer Lo Achalti Lo Badko Ser Echa Yadaito Vasof Amar Shemezid Haya Vesav Yerban Masha Omer Lo Achalti Kach Yadaito Lo Achal Shogeg Ella Meizid. Okay, so what is the Yisod of Tosfos? Even not being a specific formulation, Tosfos says. No, it's not that he's never to say lo achalti. He's never never to say lo achalti. It's migo makom edim. What's he never to say? He's never to say achalti mezid. Right? What do we call that when you interpret someone's words? But that's seen in dibur. And Tosfos increases seems pretty clear that we are offering to be mitaretz as dibur. Tosfos here says like we have to check if he agrees that he wants to be mitaretz as dibur or not. But Tosfos says neman. Litarates diburo, v'lomar Mezid Ha'isi. Ah, why does he have this nemanus of Metartzin and Tibure? Ah, because of the Migo.
Right.
He's Neman. That's fine. He's Neman to do Metartzinan Dibure. And that's really what it means. Really what it means is Metartzinan Metartzinan Dibure. Tosu says here, he says, his Lashon is, that afterwards he says, right? Lasof Omer Shemezra. He's Neman Letaritz Dibure to say Mezra, you see? In Prisos. Increases. The lesson is it sounds a little more like maybe we're Metaritz's deeper. So either he's Naman Letaritz Diburo, or Mitartzinan Diburo Lomar Mezid Hayisi. Right, but either way, right, it's the same Yisod. Whether he has to be Metaritz's Dibur, or whether we are own of Metaritz's Dibur, the point is, he's really not Naman to say Bo'achalti. He's only Naman to say Mezid Hayisi. And all the Gemara means by a, and that's what the Mishnah means. Yochel Omer Mezid Ha'Yisi means not Yochel Omer. He actually saying, since he's Yochel Omer Mezid Ha'Yisi, he is saying Mezid Ha'Yisi. Okay, and that's the way Tosfos interprets Migu Divar Mezid Ha'Yisi Potter, meaning since he could say Mezid Ha'Yisi, then he is saying Mezid Ha'Yisi Metartzinan Dibure. Okay, according to Tosfos Taka, there's no difficulty. It's a chiddush on Metartzinan Dibure, but it's not such a crazy chiddush. We do find the idea of Metartzinan Dibure at various places in Shas, especially since the Rishon Lezion add, since he has a Migu, we have an incentive to Metartzinan Dibure because we think he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth, but he can't be against the Edom, so Metartz is Dibur. And really, he's not going against the Edom. The Edom say he ate Chelav, he says, Edom, but I ate Chelav, amazed. They can't know he was Shogeg. What do they say? You ate Chelav and appeared to be a Shogeg. But if he says he ate amazed, that's fine. And good. Okay, excellent. Where does Tosos right? Tosos sounds like, the more you use the word Migo. But you know what? The truth is, the word Migo is always a little tricky, like, because what does Migo really mean? Since. So, every time the Gemara says Migo, does that mean it's the principle of Migo that we dealt with a few years ago? Maybe it just means since. But what does the Gemara say explicitly? The Gemara says explicitly that we're Metaritz Diburo. That's the difference in Tumah Chadasha and Tumah Yeshana, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said before, she told us to make this up. The Gemara says, when he says Lo Achalti, what he meant is, Lo achalti shogi el meizid. When he says lo nit meisi, he means lo nit amati tumasi el tavalti. So the Gemara says that it's in Dibura. So Tosa says, my chat's not so crazy. It looks like amigo, but I'm saying it's really Tartzin and Dibura. Not so crazy, because the Gemara says Tartzin and Dibura. And the Gemara even says, if you can't be the Tartzin and Dibura like Tosa Dasha, then he loses.
Is it possible to say,
in
least we can rush increases, it might be here, but we can see numbers of foreign shots, that the, as you said, that the amigo is in the, I mean, as you point out in the diagram of the,
could you stick that into Rashi? Perhaps. Although it is a little dark. The question is just going to be, what's Rashi going to do with the fact that it's a Migu? What's Rashi going to do with the fact that it's Migu Mukhamedim? Seder, what's Rashi going to do with the fact that it's Migu Mukhamedim? And you might add, what's Rashi going to do with the fact that the Gemara increases customs I've seen in people rate? So what's Rashi going to do with Migu Mukhamedim? So what does Yosef want to say? Yosef want to say, Rashi's really pretty similar to Tosfos. Right?
simpler, but Tosafot
doesn't focus on the Migul at all.
Migul doesn't get any Nemar at all.
Correct. So what does Rashi mean? So the truth is, he says, if you look at Rashi, he never says your Nemar Tzei Lo'achalti. He says, Af She'omer Lo'achalti, Potter. Right? Says you're Potter when you say Lo'achalti. He never says you're, and there he says also,
this is a Malul Shaker.
Malul Shaker, but maybe what he means is, maybe what he means is, okay, so one answer could be that really Rashi means, like Tosos, no one thinks the Migu beats Adim here, right? Really, Rashi means what Tosos says. No one thinks the Migu beats Adim. What does Rashi just mean? Rashi means that because of the Migu, we believe him, but we can't disbelieve Adim. So what's our only option? Because of the Migu, we believe him. But we can't disbelieve Adim. So our only option is, so we're mitartzinan diburo. That's what he says. Because of the Migo, we're mitartzinan diburo. Which again, Tosus does not say that explicitly. It's because of the Migo that mitartzinan diburo. It sounds more like maybe it's he urges us to mitartzinan diburo. But it comes down to the same thing. No one really says we leave in lo'achalti. Basically, according to Tosos, and according to one way of understanding Rashi, and this is in the Chiddush HaRim, has a very nice discussion here, and his second way of understanding Rashi is pretty similar to this. It's not exactly the same, but his second way is saying, really, what do we believe him? We believe him that he's Potter. We don't believe him that the Edom are wrong. We believe him that he's Potter, and this is similar, right? This is not, I'm not saying this exactly, but this is similar to the second shot of the Chiddush HaRim. That really Rashi didn't mean we believe him against the Eidim. It meant like Tosos, we believe him and we believe the Eidim. Just with Tartzin and Tiburo, or the Chiddush HaRim wants to go on a little more of a limb, says more of Palginan Tiburo than Tartzinan Tiburo, which is we believe the part he's punched from the carbon, but not the part that Lo'achalti. But okay, that gets into a lot of problems, so we won't deal with this for now. Okay, so then we don't have to go against the Eidim. The Chiddush HaRim in his third day has a very radical idea. And his third answer is that, but what if the simple pshat of Rashi might be that we really do believe him against the Eidim? How can we really believe him? How can we really believe him against the Eidim? So Chiddush HaRim in his third pshat says, that we believe against the Edom because the Edom aren't really proper Edos. Why aren't the Edom proper Edos? They can't know, and therefore what? So if Edom can't know all the details, they're not proper Edos? Is that true? If Edom only tell us part of the story, they're not proper Edos? Yeah, it actually is true. What does the Gemara say? Dabar v'lo chatzi dabar. He says that, no problem, that the Edim are only a chatzi davar. And that's what the Gemara means. Why do we believe him against the Edim? Because since he could say mezra, you see, the Edim are only a chatzi davar. Once the Edim are only a chatzi davar, then we can believe him against the Edim. Okay, that's a big finish.
But it's his word against their word that it's a chatzi davar.
No! They're fundamentally chatzi davar because he says I was mezid. So he said the Edim. What do you say? They say he looked like a shogeg, but we don't really know. How can we know if he's mezid or shogeg? Once the Edim admit they don't know, then they're only chatzi davar. And once they're only chatzi davar, even what they do know doesn't have full nemunas of Edim. Because Edim are only proper Edim when they say a davar. Al pishnayim Edim yakum davar. Never said Al pishnayim Edim yakum chatzi davar. Okay, that's a big finish. I think the two much more interesting options are the other day of the Chiddush HaRim or some other Achronim. Some Achronim point out that if you look at Rashi carefully, how does Rashi express the Migo in Krisus? Yosef, Let me tell you what Rashi says, and you'll tell me if I'm telling you the truth or lying. Okay? He said lo achalti. But he could have said, instead of lo achalti, he could have said achalti b'mezid. Therefore, it's a migu on the lo achalti. Is that what Rashi said in the thesis? No. That's not Rashi said in Krisus. What does Rashi say in Krisus? Migu di ibani. Listen to this. In my rogues of the shakir, yachalomer mezra yisi umasha amarti lo achalti, lo achalti shogi yala mezid. If he wanted to, he could say I'm a mezid. When I said lo achalti, I meant that I ate the mezid. What doesn't Rashi doesn't say migu, he could originally have said mezid yisi. Rashi says migu, he could still say mezid yisi. Is that not what Rashi said in Krisus, Yosef? So what could you say? This is a few achronim say this. And they're inspired by the Aran that I have in the brackets here. But I want to kill two birds with one stone. What are the two problems with Rashi? One problem with Rashi is the Gemara talks about Tartina Dibure and Krisus. Why does Rashi just bring up Migo? Second problem is how does Migo beat Adim? So what you could say is that Amigo of what? I could have said doesn't beat Aiden. Migo makabed lo mina. Migo what I could have said doesn't bring Aiden. But this is better. But a migu of what I can still say does beat Aiden. And this is not a migu I could have said Mesa that you see. This amigo, I can still say Mezid Ayisi. Why can I still say Mezid Ayisi? Because I can be retired Ziburo. We're retired Ziburo because of the amigo. He has amigo, so he could have been retired Ziburo. And that's why the Marquisus tries to figure out can he be retired Ziburo or not. Why do we care about retired Ziburo if he's not because of amigo? Because this is a different kind of amigo. It's not the regular amigo what I could have said 10 minutes ago. This amigo of what I can say right now. So whatever I can be retired Ziburo and say right now gives me amigo. That's better than anything. There are two levels of Migo. Regular Migo means 5 minutes ago, if I wanted to lie, I could have said something else. That doesn't beat Aiden. Then there's Super Migo. Right now, I can still say something else if I want. Right now, I'm coming to bed and I'm saying, look, Dayanim. I mean, if you think about it, it's logical. If he says, look, when I tainted this, I really, if I was lying, I could have tainted that, so believe me. So I'll let him say, maybe you just didn't think of that taina at the time. Maybe you're, you know. But how strong is the Mali Shaker? Right now I say, come on, believe me, Modem Mixus. I could have said Ko for a Ko. Says, too late, you already said Modem Mixus. Right? But I say, hold on, believe me. If I want to lie, I could still win. Right now, if I want to lie, I could just say, I meant Mezid Ayisi and walk out of court innocent. So why not believe me? That's a very, very strong Migu. Right now, he could win the case if he wanted to. It's not that 5 minutes ago he could have won the case if he wanted to. Say, look back on my psychology, I could have won the case if I wanted to lie. Right now I could win the case. I could still win the case. I walked over to David and said, look, you can believe me. If not, I'll just say Mezid Ayisi, I'll win anyway. You know? I still could still... Amigo Behover is... That's the exact point. Migo Behover is less than Aiden. But Amigo... Behover is greater than Aiden. Now, there's a Ron in Kedusha, from the brackets here, who says something approaching that. He actually makes this call. He says, Amigo, what I could have said 5 minutes ago is not as good as Aiden. Amigo, what I could still say now is as good as Aiden. Now, that's not going as far as this, as what we're saying for Rashi. But maybe you can take that Ron one step farther. And some of the Achronim point out, I forget whom, that maybe you can say for Rashi that Amigo of what I could still say is even stronger than Adim, because I could still tie a live Mezid Ayisi and be Potter if I want. And therefore, whether you look at it mitzad nemanus, I'm like, look, I go to the Dayan and say, Kvod HaDayanim. Right now, if I wanted to lie, I could say Mezid Ayisi and walk out of court. So, obviously, I'm telling the truth. Like, there's no way out. It's 100% proof. So, I'll have to say, yeah, Taki, you're right. You're at least just as good as Adam and tie them and pot yourself, right? Maybe you could fit with the Ron. Or, you could say, or, you could say, look, I'm not telling you what I could have said. Right now, I could still win the case. Right now, the case is mine. So, believe me. So, however you look at Migo, if I still have the, unlike a regular Migo, believe me, because I could have said kofar kol, but now I can't say kofar kol anymore because I already admitted 50. Right? Believe me, nensu, believe me, I could have said ladam. Right? Now I can't say ladam anymore because I already admitted I took your cow and it was nensu. But if I still have the migu, that's stronger. That's at least as strong as Adam. You know, the truth is, you don't have to say it's stronger than Adam. You just have to say it's equal to Adam, right? So if it's equal to Adam, then you can't make me. Then you can't make me bring a karban. We say migu, migu, makam Adam, and that's a rhyme in kedushin. A migu in the present is as powerful as Adam. Again, he doesn't say it can go up against Adam. But maybe Rashi is saying this idea that this is a super amigo, because it's amigo in the present, and amigo in the present is more powerful.
Is there a difference between calling the mechanism here a Katsin Gura or calling it a amigo type 2? Is there really any difference between in terms of your argument?
Yes, because the Tartsina Dibura means, and therefore, here's the difference. The difference.
It's the same love as you said. No, you said amigo.
No, but the difference is, and therefore, and. Therefore, we believe him. That lo achalti. That's the difference. Meaning, the according to Tosfos, we believe him that mezid ayisi. According to Yosef Pshat and Rashi in the second Pshat of Chesherim, we believe him that mezid ayisi. According to this. Okay, more b'chodesh pshat of the Rishonim. Here we actually believe lo achalti, which is, you're right, it wasn't before us, but it's still pretty pashut shot. And we believe in that lo achalti. That's the difference. We're believing lo achalti. Oh, how can we believe him against the Edom? The answer is with a super amigo, we believe him against the Edom. Like, what gives him a better amigo than anywhere else? Because anyone else is an amigo what they could have said 5 minutes ago. He is an amigo what he could still be retired and say now.
So
then I'll think,
like, whether you have
the Kasha, you know, the Kasha, or look, obviously, Nafkamina, here he's Potter, here he's Potter. I mean, here he's either Chayav or Potter, obviously on the Potter side. The Nafkamina is, what would be an interesting Nafkamina? Besides really your Kasha, I have to think about it.
You just go over there in Rashi where it's implying to the present, the legal works now.
It's Krisus. Im Haya wrote to Lashaker, right? What we know when say amigo. Haya Yacholomar, right? He says, no. Yacholomar mezid ayisi, umasha amarti loachalti, loachalti shogi yellow mezid. I could say that when I said loachalti, I meant make it a mezid ayisi. He's not talking about what I could have said then. He's talking about what I could say now, the Mataris, what I said then. Why is Rashi Medaifis? And this explains why there's. The Tartsin and Dibur increases your days, right? He's been medayik so much to make it a migo in the present, not a migo in the past.
But migo, we talked about migo where someone, I said, I borrowed money, you didn't borrow money. Obviously, one of them was lying. Over here, it's not that anybody's lying. He says, I didn't eat it.
He says, I didn't eat it. He didn't say he didn't.
And they both are not lying. So why are we over here? He's saying, no, I didn't eat it. Now you're going to come say, but he could have said I was mazy. But he said, I didn't eat it. If I said I did it for mazy, I'd be lying. He's not a lying person here. He doesn't. Neither one of these people are lying. Why do we even have to?
Maybe they either are lying.
Well, they could both be right.
How could they both be right? He's
because
he said
one of them didn't. It's not that it's either or. He thinks he didn't. They think he did. It's not a matter of lying anymore. It's a matter of how they saw it. And they're both convinced what they saw, right? It's the same thing. They both convinced they picked up the talus one before the other, but they picked it up at the same time. They're not lying. Here, for him to say that he'd have to lie.
What you're saying is, why don't we say someone made a mistake? Meaning that's a way to kill Migo, the dummy, right? You don't rely on a Migo, right? That's more in Yavamas. I think we quoted once that B'shas Mechama, if a woman has a Migo to say her husband died in Mechama, we don't believe her, because Mechamas are often, people think people died and they didn't bid a dummy. At least in all the novels, that's what happens. How many times does Pen must appear to die? Not that it's much to read that novel. I hear your taina. Why don't we say someone made a mistake? And we will see that possibility. Right now, he's not assuming this is the Chidusha Rim's first answer. No, sorry, this is not the Chidusha Rim's answer. I forget which Achronim said, but a few Achronim suggested this. We're saying that we don't think someone's mistaken, because Mistama, This is a pretty obvious thing. Either he ate something or he didn't eat something. Maybe it's even in a way where, like, they said you ate that, you went, what, sat down at the table and ate the piece. He says, I sat at the table and I drank the Coke. Now, one last way is the Chiddush HaRim's very fascinating way of justifying Rashi in his first answer. The Chiddush HaRim says here, and really the Ramban says something similar. But I can get the Chiddush HaRim. I understand the Chiddush HaRim a little better than I understand the Ramban. Let's start with the Chiddush HaRim. The Chiddush HaRim says, he says a great part. He says, hold on a second, let's go back to our question of what's the nature of the Chiyuv of Chatas, right? Are you just objectively chayiv to bring a chatas if you did an aveira? Or do we say no? That you bring a chatas because you internally feel you did an aveira and have to do tshuva. So what do we say? For Reb Meir, Mistama, let's assume for the time being, let's assume this is an objective chiyuv. For the Chachamim who says, Ein Adam Nevin Alatzva, we had a Chakira had to understand that. And the Nafkamina was, this Machlokas, the Ramban and the Rashba, what they disagreed with, how they disagreed with the conclusion. What about in the Manda Ramigo Diachalom Bezer? So we said, Pashit, without Amigo, you lose to the Edom, so it's an objective Chiv, it doesn't matter how you feel inside. But he says, not so Pashit. He says, not so Pashit. Says the not so pashut. Here's the Ramban and the Chiddush HaRim. What do they say? They say that maybe you're only chayav if you feel guilty. You're only chayav if you think you did the Aveira. So why do I lose to the Edom if I don't have Amigo? Let's take the Chiddush HaRim. Right, it says the Chiddush HaRim, you're only chayav if you feel guilty. But if Eidim say you ate chaylev, then you believe them even if you claim to disbelieve them. That's the Chafin Chiddush HaRim. He says, hold on a second, two Edim came and said, hey, Chaylev, I said I didn't. So now, what does it mean when I said I didn't? It could be that I think I didn't, or it could be that I really think I did. I'm just cheap and don't want to bring a karba. Right? Could be that I really do feel guilty and know I did the Aveira inside. I'm just cheap and I don't want to bring a karba. So what's more likely? That I really think I didn't do it, or that I'm cheap and I don't want to bring a karba? It's more likely, he says, that I'm cheap and I don't want to bring the carbon. So says the Chiddush HaRim, I'm running out of room here. He says, really, Edim can't be Mechayev Achatos. But there's an Umdana that I really believe them, and I'm pretending not to believe them. That's what he says. Really, Edom are mechayiv mechatos. There's just an omdana that Edom can't be mechayiv mechatos. Only I keep mechayiv myself mechatos. And I say I didn't eat chelov. There's an omdana that I know I ate chelov. I'm just cheap and I'm pretending not to believe them. Therefore, what happens? But if I have Amigo, what does that prove? What does Amigo prove? That I really believe what I say. That's all the Amigo. The Amigo's not proving that I'm right. The Amigo's proving that I'm sincere. That proves that I am sincere, even if I'm wrong. So he says it's not that the migu goes against the edim. The migu doesn't go against the edim. We taka believe the edim that I ate chilev, but we believe the migu that I sincerely think I didn't eat chilev. That's the chapat rishirim in Rashi. That's the chapat rishirim, and therefore he says, therefore we believe the edim that I ate chilev, but we believe me that I sincerely believe I didn't eat chaylev. That's the big chiddush of the chiddush Arim. The migu's not proving what happened. The migu's proving what I think, what I believe. So until now, without a migu, we'd suspect I'm just being cheap. And I really believe the Edom. So you say, bring the Chattas. You really believe the Edom. Don't try to fool us. Once I have a Migo, we say, look, we can't believe you above the Edom. But if you have a Migo, you must be sincere. You must believe yourself. Because if you didn't believe yourself, you would just say Achalti Mezit. Therefore, he says, it's not that we're believing the Migo against the Edom. We're believing the Migo that you're sincere against our own to know that you're insincere. And once you sincerely don't think you did it, even though the Edom are right, you don't have to bring the Chattas. Because really, both days in the Chacham Min Myth, that the Machayev of Chattas is your subjective feeling and not the objective fact.
So the Migo, if you have a Migo, you're sincere. If you don't have a Migo, you're not sincere.
Exactly! Because if I come to Beis Din, and that's Mali the Shachir. If I was a liar, I would have said there's other Tainas, so I must be sincere. I could be wrong, but I could be mistaken, but I must be sincere. The Ramban says something similar to this. The way he says it, though, is not that we think you're pretending, that it's an umdina, but rather that if you say you didn't eat Edom, say you did, we assume you must be making a mistake and you will correct yourself and admit your mistake and really believe that you did. However, if you have a Migo, what I don't understand about the Ramban is how does a Migo prove you're not making a mistake? Migos shouldn't help for mistakes. So I certainly know the Ramban, but the Ramban and the Chiddush Arim take the same approach. The Ramban and Chiddush Arim say that the Ikar, the Yisod here, right, that we always try to. Right? It's always fun to answer kashas. And not only fun, but if it's with Talmud Torah to answer kashas, we can show them. But what we try to do when we answer kashas is see if this really reveals to us anything about the yesod of whatever din we're talking about here. And the din we're talking about here is the Chi of Chattas. And basically, we had a kasha within Mandama Adam Nemel Alasim Yosume Ish starting out, which brought up a Chakira as to what's the ultimate Chi of Chattas, the objective Aveira, or your subjective feeling of guilt in Tshuva. And then we said in the other day in the Chachamim, it's pretty poshut. The Eidim win, unless you're a Migu, it's poshut the Machayim's objective. But we said not really so poshut, because in order to answer the Kasha Migu Makam Eidim, one of the answers, the Ramban, the Shurim, his first answers, says it doesn't really matter who's right. The reason there's no problem Migu Makam Eidim is because we don't care who's right. We care how you feel inside, and therefore what the Migu does, it doesn't prove who's right, it proves how you feel inside, and if inside you feel potter, you're potter. That's the chapat chiddush Arim.
If our chashash Arim is that he's going to be cheap to get out of the korban, so how does Mezid HaYisi undo his cheapness? I mean, he could also be cheap. A cheap person could also be Mezid HaYisi, and the same chashash would still apply.
No, exactly. That's what Migu means. If he was a cheap person who was insincere, he would have said Mezid HaYisi. Since he insists lo achalti, it must prove that he's sincere. Now, he might be wrong, but at least he's sincere, right? There are sincere people who still are wrong, because we're only human, but at least he's sincere. I think this depends on this exact question we had. I mean, if we assume that the Machai is subjective, then we would force him to bring a karban, because we'd say, you really believe it, don't try to pretend to us. I mean, if he had no meat on. So the Machayev is really objective, then we force him to bring a karban, because we'd say, we don't care what you think, you're really Chayev a karban. But either way, yeah, of course we force him to bring a karban, that's the whole point of the Gemara. Right? What does it mean that he's Chayev? Do we tell him it's optional to bring a karban?
How would it work with the Gemara in Balakama?
So the Tosafos Rosh here answers the question and says, we don't force people to bring in Chattas if we think they're going to bring it anyway, but here we do force it. And the Tosafos in Krisos says, right, We don't force people to bring that. Now, again, Tosfos Rush says that could be, that might be as in the same Chakira. The Tosfos Rush here says, and Bava Kama says, Ein Mamash B'Chayim Chatos says, that's when we think they'll bring it anyway. If we think they won't bring it anyway, we force them. I mean, it's an objective chiyuv. The only reason we don't force people is because we don't want to waste our time when most people bring their chatoses eventually. The Tosfos Krisa says, we don't force people who are not interested in Kapara. But this fellow is interested in Kapara. Maybe what he means, what the Ramban and Chachamim are saying, we don't force someone when they're really not interested in tshuva. But we might force this person to come along and change his mind a little and go along with the process by telling him that he's just mistaken or insincere. And the Rashba says, Taka, that's exactly the Manda Omar. We don't force someone because fundamentally forcing is not shaykh. And he takes it like you're helping him.
What's the Rosh Hashanah saying for the Meir?
Correct. That could be, it could very well be, that that's the difference between Meir and Rabban. Correct. Okay, now, the, what else? Okay, I think that's enough for now. I'm ready to go to the next line tomorrow.
I'm just getting very simple for Rashi. Even if we're going to view it as an objective field, it seems to give Xeris a custom by that your name will not smoke. And here, that even normally people might make more reason, they reduce the people might make.
Right, just a little tricky. Why does Xeris a custom need amigo to back it up? So you could say that. You could say that.
You don't need the Xeris Akasa. Normally, Migo must be low Migo, because if I'm believed through my Migo, someone else is losing out. In this case, no one loses out.
What does that have to do with? What Migo must be is because someone's losing out, or because the Edom are more trustworthy than Migo? It's not so possible. Now, if you want to say it's because of Ohu Dai Lod, and that means what we just said, that's fine, but...
So this explanation really incorporates testing Gevura, which is more talked about this.
Correct. That is, he does not address that. But if you want, I can also... He does not address that, but I can also throw in number three there if you want and say, look, this is proving his internal sincerity, but to prove internal sincerity, we have such an umgur that otherwise, you need a super mego. But a super mego still wouldn't be Aiden, because it can't be Aiden.
So does this also tell you something about telling, you know, universally that you can't, testing the divorce test, you know, doesn't work against Aiden in other cases, because this is a very chata-specific, you know, case, you know, explanation.
That is a good question, and that is actually before Sugya and third pack of Avastra, of when someone can and can't be entire to their Diburo after Aiden comes, and could be, but Yeshline. Okay, yeah, Josh, then we'll go on.
Within the third answer of the rib, the whole thing is subjective, and I really, really don't believe, but there's no doubt, but I really, really don't believe. How does this overpower Chulin Bazar? Or at least, for me, why does the Umdana overpower stuff in Chulin Bazar? Also for me? Meaning it's not a sub Chulin Bazar for me,
question.
It's 100% Chulin Bazar for me.
Okay, that's Tzarchian on that. You might have to give a technical answer for that. Some of us discussed it yesterday, but we really, we got into a lot of tangents also. Let's go on to more things. Then the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says, Ella, fine, we give up on this. Rabbi holds like Rav Meir, Ela Malapiv, that Eidim Rechayim Mechatas, that Ela Malapiv Shechayim Rechayim Asham. But Asham, Piv is Rechayim Asham more than Eidim? What's the Gemara's answer? Asham is a carbon. Asham is also kind of carbon. It's the same as Chatas. The Havi is that Asham is different. Why is there a Havi that Asham is different? What's the Havi that Asham is different?
Asham is amazing.
What? Asham is not the Gerei. Asham, most Ashams are benazed ambushoni. So what's the happening that Asham is different? Anyone?
Could be objective or something.
What? So the simple pshat, we'll go with the pshat and all the mafarshim here, right? That you have to look at the pasuk. What does the pasuk say?
By Midbar, what is it? Perik, no, that's by Yikra. It doesn't say that in... It doesn't say that by Yikra. It says by Spadon by Yikra? Okay, sorry. One second. Says in Vayikra. Says Vayikra. Perikei Pasuk Chaf. Where does it say this? Where's this Fada? Ah, that's what I said, in Bamidbar, thank you. Okay, in Vayikra Dan, I think that'll be significant, which is why I went through this whole charade. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said, it's in Bamidbar. Okay, in Bamidbar, as you know, we won't go into the question why now, but for some interesting reason, in the middle of Parshas Naso is stuck the Parsha that we call Gezel Ager, but really it's only the end, and it says, right, the Hisvadu. Whenever you do an aveira, but it's clear that it means an aveira of stealing from the continuation of the pesukim. You have to give back the theft and add a fifth to the person it belongs to. So obviously, it's talking about Ashem Gzelos, which is also called Shvuas HaPikadon. Those are referring to the exact same thing, which is discussed in Vayikra Perkei. And so I think what Rashi says here, why if it's a Vayikra Perakei where it belongs, right? That's all the karbonos for, you know, Vayikra Dalit is karbonos for regular Avera and Hay is for miscellaneous Averos, for unique Averos. Why is it repeated in Naso if it's already in Vayikra? Anyone? Why do we repeat the parsha of Ashem Gzelos? What's Ashem Gzelos, right? You steal and admit, you have to pay three things, Keren, Chomesh, and Ashem, I mean, to different people. Or rather, Keren, Chomesh to the person, Ashem to Hashem. But why does it repeat it in Naso? What does it add in Naso that we didn't know until now? What? That's possible, but it adds, V'im Ein La Ish Goel La Shiva Shamay Lav, right? What if the person died and has no heirs? That's what we call Gezel Ager, because who else could die without heirs? Then what's the din? Gezel Ager? What do you do with Gezel Ager? What? No, it doesn't go to the Mikdash. Goes to the Kohen. Very close. Goes to the Kohen.
Yeah.
Okay, goes to the Kohen. So it's Mechadish here to teach us Gezel Ager. Okay, I think that will also be interesting. Now, Asham. By Asham, but it does say, not in Vayikra, but in Bamidbar, it says V'hisvadu. So now we see the Havamina is obvious. The Havamina is, it sounds like, oh, Ashem Hayu Karba. Ashem Hayu Karba, like, and what were you thinking? Like, Ashem's not a Karban, Ashem's a movie? So no, the Havamina was very logical. This all true by Chatas. What's the Ashem by Chatas? Oh, Hodai love, right? Vinoda HaChatas, right? You know about it. There's a difference in the Lashon of you know about it and the Lashon of you admit it. I mean, it's straight out the flourish. By Chatas, you know about it. So Rav Meir says, hearing from, if Adam say, then we know about it. But by Ashim, it says, Vehisvadu, right? The Rabbi goes so far as to say, in a brisker terminology, by Chatas, the Chet is Machayiv the Karban. You just have to know, otherwise, how do you bring it? By Ashim, the Vido is Machayiv the Karban, not the Chet. The Vido is what's Machayiv, it says, Vehisvadu. So if the Vido is Mechayev, then obviously Piv is Mechayev, and Edim aren't, and then obviously we have valid Pircha, that Piv is Mechayev, Osha, Masha, Inkin, Edim, because it says V'hisvadu. Then it's a very reasonable Havamina. And then what's the Maskana? The Maskana is a big Chiddush. Asham, Hayu Karba, the Maskana is just like Rav Meir disagrees by Chatzos, he also disagrees by Asham, and even though it says V'hisvadu, he still thinks that Edim are Mechayev you. That's a big chiddush. Why would he think that? Either because if the vidu is mechayiv kavachomer edim, and like he overrides the pshat of the pasuk using kavachomer, or maybe if you want to go back to our chakira, he thinks edim count as vidu because inside you're really being misvada. Although obviously to say that even Rameh would be a bit of a chiddush.
Chaim.
That's what meant Karban Olavi Yored, and the Tosus Rush asked that question, Taka. Tosus Rush asks if Karban Olavi Yored also is a Lash, it's not talking about regular Chatas, not talking about Chela, right? It's not talking about Achal to Chela, it's only talking about Karban Olavi Yored, which you only bring for how many things? For three things, right? Shavuos Eidos, Tumas Mitzvah Kachav, and Shavuos Bitoy. So the Tosus Rush, so that's not a problem because we've been discussing Chela, we're discussing Asham, we weren't discussing Karban Olavi Yored.
The problem is, of course, that in the Gemara and Krisus, they discuss, besides eating chela, what else do they discuss? Tumas Mikdash, right? Tumah. And Tumah is Karbon Elul V'Yoreh. So therefore, if Asham is really different than Chatas, if Asham is really different than Chatas, then why in the Gemara and Krisus do they equate Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh to Chelev? Okay, so look in the Tosfos Rosh. And if you look in the Tosfos Rosh with the footnotes, which I have in my Makom, he quotes a number of Akronim who deal with this question. We're not going to deal with this now. For now, let's assume that, stick to Arsu here. We're contrasting Chelev with Asham. Chelev doesn't say V'Hisvada. Asham does say V'Hisvada. So the Havamina is that Asham is different from from Chatas. Kamashwan, Asham is the same as Chatas. That even though it says V'Hisvada, Edom are still Machayev you. And this creates a question, L'maskana, right? Now, does this mean L'maskana, Asham is the same as carbon or not? Should we paskin? Paskin for me, Alok L'maisa. Is Asham the same as carbon or not? Oh, let's ask a simple question. Let's say, for example, I paskin. Let's imagine a theoretical person who paskins. We'll call him the Rambam. Right? So let's say, for example, the Rambam paskins. Rambam paskins by chatas that if you can be mitaritz diburo, then he's potter. If you can't be mitaritz diburo, then he's chayv. What about Asham? What should we paskin about Asham? So what might you think? Maskana bar sugya, right? You would think the maskana is that Asham hainu karban, and therefore should be the same thing. However, the Rambam does not hold that way. The Rambam says, in Gzela Baveda Zayin Ches, the Rambam says, I hope this is it. Yeah, Ein Anishval Tfiras Mama Mishalim Chomish Ad Sheyodeh Be'atzmo. You don't have to bring an Asham and a Chomish; they go together for him until you do your Moda. Balm Bo Edivu Omi Bekivu Asham Mishalim Akarim Lavalu Pi Ed Be'in Mishalim Misa Chomish Shachomish Makarim Lekar Kaparim Barim Ve'Ein Mavin Alu Pi Atzmo. The Rambam says very, very clearly, you never have to bring the Chomesh and the Asham for Kapara unless you yourself admit. And especially to point out that when it comes to Asham, Zelos, there's usually no option of being Mitaritz Diburo anyway. Because, what do you mean that's Diburo? You say I stole money, I say I didn't steal money. It can't be that I didn't steal money, show you all amazing, because Mazin is also Chayav Asham Zelos. So, but the Rambam's Lashon is very clear. Should be the same thing, but the Rambam paskins that ein chiyuv asham ella al pi atzmo, but there is a chiyuv chatas al pi edim be tumah chadasha, the case there's no option of tarts diburo. Right, if they said you were nifta this morning, they went to mikdash. I said I wasn't nifta this morning. There's nothing I could possibly mean. I can't mean that I wasn't nifta Rabbi Tovol, because that wouldn't help. So there's a steer in the Rambam. So what's the obvious answer for the Rambam? What did the Rambam do with Maskana Bar Gemara? Well, obviously we see that the Rambam paskins Asham lav hayu karban. Asham is not the same as carbon. Asham is different because of Hisvada. And in Asham, fundamentally, the Machayiv is the Vidui. And not. In Asham, everyone agrees, fundamentally, the Machayiv is the subject of Vidui. And not the facts, the objective facts. What does he do with our Gemara? Exactly, that's what Ramban says. The Ramban's not answering the Ramban. He's just saying what's true. What about our Gemara? You have to say either. Either you could say our Gemara was only a Havamina, right? You could say our Gemara was only a Havamina, right? Because in the end, this Kal V'chomer falls and they need to go to Tzara Shaveh from Eid Echad. Or, like the Ramban says, only Rav Meir says Asham Hayim Karban. The Rabbanan never believed Asham Hayim Karban. It was only Rav Meir who suggested Asham Hayim Karban. Since we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass Asham Live Hayim Karban. So it's worth pointing out that when it comes to, at first you read this Gemara, someone came over to me and says, I don't understand the Gemara. What's the Havmi that Asham's not a Karban? You know, what are they thinking? So not only is there a good Havmi, right, as Moses points out, and with many Kashim and Russell Asham, there's a very good Havmi that Asham is different because it's not done. It's fundamentally different Machayev. Not only is that a good Havmi, but it's even the Maskana, according to the only Hosek who paskins Halachos of Karbanos, which the Rambam, he says the Maskana Asham is not the same as Karban. Because if Asham purely depends on your Bidoy, in Karban, you only win if you have a Mito. But if you don't have a Mito, the Edom win. And our Gemara is either to have Mina or only according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, we'll leave that for now and just do go one more line. The Gemara asks, Malo Pip, she came Machaibo Chomesh. Oh, what about Chomesh? Chomesh goes together with the Asham, right? Veshiva Sashim over Shavuot Mishto Yosef Yosef Olav. Oh, Malo Pip, how about Chomesh? After all, Paz Machai Chomesh, Edomar Machai Chomesh. One of the more answers. Halakasher, Rechia Kareb Meir Sreel Leki, Hechim Machai Lekarban, Kal Vachomer, Machai Lechomesh, and Kal Vachomer. After all, Rechia Meir holds Chomesh Hayim Karban. Right, now, what does it sound like from the Gemara? Was it a bigger chiddush that Asham Hayim Karban, or that Chomesh Hayim Karban? What sounds like the bigger chiddush? Right, because they have to use all these words, right? Asham, obviously, Asham is the same as the carbon. Don't pay any attention to this vadah. But Chomesh Taka, that's a strong Havamina. Really? Well, how can Aiden and Chai Chomesh? Then we have to answer in two lines that Rav Meir learns from a Kal V'chomer that Aiden are Mekayev you a Chomesh. So what's the Havamina here? There's an interesting Havamina, which is very strange, which I haven't seen anyone trying to explain explicitly. At this stage in the Gemara, what was the Havamina? There was a Havamina that Asham is different from Katas. Then we said, no, Asham Hayim Karban. So what's the second Havamina? The second Havamina is that Asham Hayim Karban. But Chomesh is different. Chomesh is only if you're misvada. Why do they even have such hat? And then they say, no, Rameh is the same thing that Chatz, the same thing that Asham Tehna Chomesh. What does that mean that Chomesh should be different? Why should Chomesh, you only be chayiv for yourself admit, but Asham, the Edom are mechayiv?
So you may not be part of the Shulah process.
What?
You may not be part of the Shulah process.
Right, so obviously, this is a fascinating Havmin, and this actually ties in, I think, to a Chok's Rishonim. But why would they think there's between Asham and Chomesh?
Chomesh or Knas?
No. If Chomesh is a Knas, then that goes the wrong direction. Then for sure you shouldn't need to be in Svada, Eid if you Mechayev you. Adra, Moshe Knas Potter. Where did it say in Svada? In the Chomesh? In Bamidbar. Not in Bayikra. What's the difference between Bamidbar and Bayikra? So I'll explain this Havmi. I think it's a Pashat Havmi. All they did was read Chomesh. And you see the Havmi. What's the Havmi in Bayikra? The Havamina in Vayikra, it says, etc. If he's guilty, what does he do? Alright, let's say this a little better. In Vayikra, what's Vayikra talking about? What is part of Vayikra about Karbanos? And it doesn't say the Hisvada in Vayikra. In Naso, what's Naso talking about? Parshas Naso, look at the Lashon. Vayikra, I don't understand you, but Naso I do. The Hisvadu is Chatosom Asher Asu, the Yeshivas Ashemobro show, you give the Karen, Vachemish Yisoh Yosef Alav Ev Chomesh, the Nasan Asher Asham lo, give it to whoever it belongs to. And if this person has no heirs, then you give it to a Kohen.
Milevad ela kippur mashem chabro lav, besides the ayil you bring for a karban. In Vayikra, it's talking primarily about karbanos. That's what Vayikra is. Over here, what does it say? Besides the fact you have to bring a karban. Clearly, it's not talking about karbanos. So now, it reminds us, milevad ela kippur, there's all such things as a karban. What's it really talking about? It's talking about returning the money. And that's why Davka and Bamidbar all of a sudden were concerned with Gezel HaGerim and Leish Goel. But we're talking about the carbon. The carbon is the main focus. Obviously, you have to return the money before you bring the carbon. We're talking about the carbon. In Bamidbar, the focus is on the Hashava. The focus is on the Hashava's Zela. And therefore, Davka and Bamidbar, you have to tell us what happens if the person has no Goel, who you give it to. That's Milvad, besides, which is not our concern now, the Ela Kippurim. So I think one thing is very clear. In Bamidbar, they're not focusing on the Ashan. Bamidbar is not focusing on the Ashan. It's focusing on the Hashava. Vayikra is, even though it mentions everything, it's obviously focusing on the Ashan. It's in the Parsha of Ashan. So I think the Havmina was that Vayikra was focusing on the Ashan, and it didn't say Vihisvada. What did it say? I'll tell you what it said. Ki yecheta v'ashem, when you're guilty of a sin. In Naso, let's call it Parsha, it's focusing on the Hashavas Mamon, and there it says Vihisvada. So the Havmina is that there are two different Mechayvim here. The Chomesh is not Chayav. Now, the question is, where did the Chomesh go? Because clearly, the Iker in Bamidbar is probably not the Chomesh, it's the Keren. Does Chomesh go with the Keren or with the Asham? So this is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. Where, if you wanted to know, is the Chomesh Shaykh more like it goes together with returning the Keren, or it goes together with bringing the Asham? I mean, what kind of safer would you look? What kind of safer would you look if you wanted to know? Well, the Chiyuv to give Chomesh, is that part of the Chiyuv to give the Keren, or part of the Chiyuv to bring the Asham? What kind of safer would you look at? You wanted to know, what something was part of.
Something in Mamonos?
What?
Mamonos safer?
How about a safer on mitzvahs? Yeah. Right? There's no mitzvah of Chomesh. Is it part of the mitzvah of Hasha, or is it part of the mitzvah of Hashavas Zela? It's a valid question, no? So what's the answer? The answer is the Machlokas. The Sefer Achina. Sefer Achina says Chomesh is part of the mitzvah of Hashem Zelos. Mitzvah of Asham includes bring the Chomesh. But the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos and the Smag say no. Chomesh is part of the mitzvah of Shabbat Zela, not part of the mitzvah of the Asham. So what I think you could say is, if you then point out there's two different parshios. One is talking about the Hashavas Mamon, one is talking about the Asham. His Vada is talking about the Hashavas Mamon. So if you then add, the Rambam and the Smag, that the Chomesh is part of the mitzvah of Shabbat Zela, not part of the mitzvah of Havas Asham, then all of a sudden, right? Again, I don't know what the Chinuch would say, but it's okay, it's not Havmina. If you put Chomesh with Hashavas Mamon, which again is intuitive, it's money, right? Even though, obviously, on the one hand, it's intuitive to put Chomesh together with the Keren, it's money. On the other hand, you could say no, but Keren you always have to bring, and Chomesh you only have to give if you swore falsely, like the Asham. But we could see an easy Havamina. There's two different Mechayivim. There's a Mechayiv of Chomesh and there's a Mechayiv of Asham. The Mechayiv of Asham is the Chet. In which case, Asham Hayim Karban. The special Gezeres Kasa Mizvada is not talking about the Asham. Milvad El Kippurim. It mentions that besides, there's a Karban. But it's not telling you to bring a Karban in Nasa. Where it says Mizvada in Nasa, it never says to bring a Karban. It says Milvad, you have to bring a Karban. It doesn't even say to bring it. Milvad El Kippurim Asher Yechavrolov. Besides the Karban, which you do bring for Kapara. Never actually tells you to do it. It's just besides the fact that you already know to do, which is you learned by Yipra before you got to Bamidbar. Right? So therefore, I think the Havmina is very Meduyak. The Havmina is, fine, you said Asham is a carbon. Because you know what? It doesn't say Vesvadah by the Parsha of Asham. But you must admit it says Vesvadah by the Parsha of Chomesh. The Havmina is a Vesvadah is only going on Chomesh, and then Chomesh is a different Mechayiv than Asham. Chet is Mechayiv Asham, Vido is Mechayiv Chomesh, which works out fine, especially for the Rambam and Smad, who says Chomesh and Asham are not the same mitzvah anyway. So I think then we can understand the Havmina very well. The Maskana is no, Reb Meir goes so far that it's not just that he says there's no Mizvada by Asham. No, Reb Meir goes so far that even when there is a Mizvada by Chomesh, even when there is a Mizvada by Chomesh, and even he'll say no. It's not that I said Asham was Karban. What did they think Asham Haynu Karban meant? There's no Vizvada by Asham. That's in Bamidbar, not in Vayikra. He says, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, even if there is a Hizvada, I can override the Hizvada and be Mechayev Yol, the Edom anyway. And that's the real Pshat of Rav Meir. But really, this Havmina, that Chomish is different than Asham, makes a lot of sense. And that's Mahalach HaLigarva. They said, what about Asham? Doesn't say Vizvada. Said, Asham Haynu Karban doesn't say Vizvada by Asham. Says Vizvada by Chomish, not by Asham. So I said, fine, it doesn't say Mizvada by Asham. What about Chomesh? Says, you know what, really, that's the Hitaka, maybe it does say Mizvada by Asham also. It doesn't really matter, because I don't take Mizvada into account anyway, because I have a Kalachomer that ate him Mekhayev Yemisa, they're Mekhayev Yu Chomesh. Okay, then the Gemara just says, Ela Malo Pev Shekin Eno Bachash Nazama, the Gemara's final Pircha in the original simple Kalachomer of how about Piv cannot be Muchash or Muzam, right? If I owe you $100, there's no way to disprove that. However, Edom Shesh Machash Azam, but Edom are rebuttable, right? Piv is not rebuttable, Edom are rebuttable. So, in the end, they say you're right, that he can't learn a Kabbal Chomer from Edom. Ela Ashim Eidech, Amadech, Chaim Mamachai Roshua, Edom Shachai Roshua, Edom Shachai Roshua, must be learned from Eidech, right? Shua said Eidech, what does that mean? If an Eidech said you owe $100 and you say you don't, you have to swear. So in Echad is not Chai Momun, Chai Yeshua, to eat more of a Chai Momun. Chosen is with Kabbal Chomer, Chai Yeshua. Where I said that's a very different Kabbal Chomer. Ma'al Eid Echad, Shkin Mashu Mei, Unishba, Tom Re'edim Shamashu Kafu Unishba. Okay, and then we'll stop there. Ma'al Eid, that's not a valid Kabbal Chomer. Eid Echad is not Mechai if you to swear on the rest of the money. It's only Mechai if you to swear on what he talked about. He says, you owe 100, you have to swear on 100. We're trying to prove that Eidim say you owe 50, you have to swear on the other 50. Not a valid basis for Kabbal Chomer at all. We'll have to pick up on that tomorrow. One thing we did not get to yet, but we're falling awfully behind, so let's just briefly mention then in the next 5 minutes, sheet number 10, Tosfos is a very fascinating question, which is nogeya to a lot of sugyas and halakha maisis in Shas and in Poskim. What does Tosfos ask? Total side point at the end of Dibur Maskil Ma'am Yirtzeh Lomar. What's Tosfos's question? The assumption of the whole sugya is that you could say Mezra, you see, right? What's Tosfos's question? Exactly. What about Eina de Mesa Matzmo Russia? How did you say Mezra, you see? Eina de Mesa Matzmo Russia. Okay. What would you have answered? What would you have answered? You don't know. Okay, that's fair. Not everyone has to have an answer. What does Tosfos answer? Tosfos answers, question, Eina de Mesim Atzmo Rasha. You can't say you're a Rasha. You can't say you're a Rasha. Right? Eina de Mesim Atzmo Rasha. So what does the... What? So Tosfos says... What does Tosfos say? The H Lomer, the Ainu Nemel lifts lots, you're not Nemel to Pasel yourself. Aval Hacha Osa Tshuva, here you're doing Tshuva, and you're also Lovichul Nazara. Meaning, you're not trying to say you're bad. You're trying to be good. What you're trying to say is, look, I want to be a good Jew from now on. I know I have my fail of eating past. I want to be a good Jew and keep all Taryag Mitzvahs from now on. So I'm Nizar, I don't want to bring Chul Nazara. I wouldn't mind, you know, I'm such a Bal Tshuva, I wouldn't mind if you wanted to punish me, I wouldn't mind giving money to Tzedakah, I wouldn't mind fasting, but I mind bringing a karma, because now I want to be from you. And I don't want to bring Kul Nazara. So he's not trying to make himself a Rasha. He's trying to make himself a Tzaddik. And it sounds like, from Tosfos' emphasis, what does Tosfos throw in that he's doing Tshuva? Right? It sounds like what Tosfos is saying is, his intentions are to be good, not to be bad. And that's more explicit in the Lashon of the parallel Tosfos in Krisus, right? It says in Krisus, says, Eimer miskavin letova shein rosh lovi Kul Nazara. His kavan is to be good, is to be good, not to say that he's bad. So if his kavan is for good, that's not called mesim atzmo rasha. So I think what Tosfos is saying is that, Tosfos says that it depends on kavana. If you have kavanas harsha'a, then it doesn't work. But if you have kavanas tshuva, and Shmiras Mitzvos, then it does work. So for Tosfos, his attitude here seems to be that Einav Meis Matzmo Rasha is a function of your Kavana. Let's contrast that for a moment with the Ramban here. Yes?
In Krito, we assume that when he says Lusol Nafshei, it's meaning between Krito and Yuvamot, is it two answers or one answer about puzzling himself or only doing it in Yimbitzikos? And is it like two connected things or is it two separate?
Let's assume he's saying the same thing. If there are differences, they're very subtle and just in the details. The Ramban asks this and gives a slightly different answer. What does the Ramban say? The lav milsehi de lo shayach ena de meis matzav rasha ella legabe edus lo paslina neduse begin dibura. Avachol meis you see ena lo havi carbon hobel yodevas v'sheno chayev bo. Right, notice he doesn't say anything about chul bazar. What does he say? He says only shayach ena de meis matzav rasha. By?
Edus.
What does it mean by Edus? Meaning, what's the actual original case of Einon Meis Matzah Russia? So what if you're a Russia? Possible Edus. Meaning, a person is not Neman to pass himself for Edus. But over here, if he says he's not Chayv HaKarbon, so he's not Chayv HaKarbon, why should we make him bring it? Nothing to do with Chul Mazara. Just like, even if the guy's just trying to get out of a kula and save money, like, well, why shouldn't we believe him? It sounds from the Ramban's first answer that it's a function of the result. Meaning, taka, this very same guy who said, Achalti b'mezid. Now, if you eat chalav b'mezid, you're possible edus. Would we possible him for edus? L'chor or not, we wouldn't possible him for edus. You're not neman, right? Meaning, he has no nemanos to give himself a shame rasha. And why doesn't he have the money to give himself a shame rasha? Perhaps, what's the lashon in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Adam Karevitz Latzma. He has no money to give himself a shame rasha. You might have thought it's Bechlal Hodas Baldin, Ki Huzen. No. You have no money to give away your money. You have no money to be possible yourself. After all, do I have no money to make myself Chayv Misa? No. Chayv Malkus? No. I also don't have no money to make myself a rasha. But you do have no money for you do a nemanus for example, for other results that flow from an aveira, such as, for example, for a carbon. If I have nemanus to pot myself from a carbon, why not? That's called Eidach HaNem Bisurin, maybe even more, other than Nemel Atzmo, right? So I think these are two fundamentally different ways of looking at an Adem Eis Matzmo Rasha. One is that you don't have Nemanos to make a psul on yourself. But if you don't want to make a psul on yourself, you just want to tell us regular halachos, of everyday halachos, why not? The other is Tosfos. No. It's not a matter of you have Nemanos for one result, not for another result. You don't have Nemanos when you're trying to beat yourself up. But if you're trying to build yourself, then you do have nemanus.
So, this is about
you.
You just put
Yendigure
to say,
Stokasha Eva, Stokasha Eva, Stokasha Eva. No,
you don't even need
to
say
Halkina
Dibure. Please repeat your question.
So you don't even need. He says, you say Halkina Dibure according to the way I'm reading the Ramban. Which, that's what Ramban is saying. He's saying, De Lobas Lingan Eduse. You don't even need Halkina Dibure. I don't understand. If I say, Yomi and I each owe you $100, do you say Palgina Dibure that I have to pay and he doesn't? No, that are Palgina Dibure. I'm Neman about me, I'm not Neman about him. I'm Neman for Isurim, I'm not Neman for Mamanos. Every time I need Echad.
It's two separate.
What?
What's the reason
Palgina Dibure? What? Okay. I hear the taiga, so I have no problem if I have to, I will.
You don't want to work.
What? Well, this is the Chakira Palkina Dibur versus Palkina Nemanus. This is the Chakira Palkina Dibur versus Palkina Nemanus. And maybe you could say Palkina Nemanus here. That's a very, very big subject I don't want to get into. Although, okay.
For the Ramban, it's not related to Nemanus. So, Hasso Yula Eidus is a formal process. You just haven't gone through that formal process yet. We do believe you 100%. The fact that you ate Chalav is not Hasso Yula Eidus. Without two Eidus coming.
Okay. I hear that. Fair enough. Now, I just want to ask a very, very simple question. Is there, first of all, are there other answers? Yes, there are other
technical answers here. Three other technical answers. One is the Ramban's second answer. The Ramban's second answer is why you have on here, Xeris HaKasov.
Right, says the Ramban, O Hoda Elav, that my karbanos are different. The truth is that's also Mari Katz's second answer.
The Mari Katz's also second answer. He basically says, Xeris HaKasov, that you have Nemanos for karban.
All right, for karban, you don't say that it's about Rosh, it's a special Xeris HaKasov, the person Neman for karban.
The other interesting answer is the Mari Katz and the Shidu Uvetzes. First answer, as he says, he's very clever. He says, Mazid means Sofo b'mezid falkarcho.
Says, Mazid Aisi doesn't mean I did it b'mezid on a Russia. Mazid Aisi means while I was swallowing it was going down my throat and it was too late to spit it up, someone told me it was chelev.
So that's called chiloso
shogei sofo b'mezid and a potter from the karban. It doesn't mean rishus. Tak, I wouldn't be nemen on rishus. What it means is I could say I was sofo b'mezid falkarcho. And therefore, he's potter from a karban, and he's not a Rasha. No, that's mezra, you see. No, because I started eating it, not that I wasn't an ones. So I started eating it, but Ratzo. Just as it was going down my throat, someone told me it was chaylev, so I ended up in mezid.
That's not the mezid. That's the shogi.
By mezid, what it means is there was a pagan in my shogi. I'm not claiming this is a dog. But what's fascinating about Mari Katz is that he's obviously unsatisfied by the other answers, if he has to come on to this. Okay, let's go back to Hilchos Ramban for a second. These are two fundamentally different ways of looking at Einod and Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Is it a lack of Nemanos for Psol Atzmo? Meaning you can't make yourself Chalos Rasha. This is literally. It means two different things. What this means is Ein Adam Mechil Al Atzmo Shame Russia. You can't make a chalos shame Russia on yourself to possible yourself, right? Or Ein Adam Neman Ein Adam Neman Ladaber Al Atzmo open shoulders. So you're just not nema to talk badly about yourself? Or no, you're not nema to give yourself Holoshem Russia. This really had a gazillion nafkaminas in the Achronim and the Poskim, which we can't go through now. But what are the two obvious kinds of nafkaminas? Are you nema too? What are the two obvious kinds of nafkaminas? How about Dini Mamanus? Are you Neman to talk about Dini Mamanus in a way that makes you a Russia? Right?
So one Nafkamina is, what about, are you Neman to claim money based on an Avera? Are you Neman to claim money based on an Avera?
Can I claim I did an Avera so I deserve money? You're suing me, I say, I'm potter from giving you money because I did an Avera. Obviously, I'm not Neman to make myself possible Eidos, but I am Neman to Taina and Bezdin. You're suing me, I said, no, I don't have to give you the money because I did an Avera. That's a rare case, but that's exactly the Machlokes Rishonim quoted in the Hagos HaShiri that I put on the sheet. There's a mice in Prague, this happened in Prague. It's funny for a number of reasons. I gave Gidon money to go invest, right? I gave Gidon money to go invest in suits, and he took the money, and instead of investing in suits, he invested it in pots, and he made a killing. The market for pots went up, and he made $1 million. So now I say, okay, give me $1 million, right? Or I'll split it 50-50, whatever the deal is, right? Give me my money, you made it the investment. What does Gidon say? Obviously, if he had bought suits, he would have no title. But he says, look, I bought pots. I didn't buy pots for you. than I would have bought suits. I intended to steal your money and buy pots with it. And therefore the profit is mine, my apelling is love and shalom shas like Zayla, here's your money back. Can he tina that he doesn't have to give me $1 million because he stole my money and bought pots? It's a great shayla. So says the Rivam. The Rivam says, yes. And the Agosha she explains, because a person can be mason ashma Russia for mamados. So he says, Dilamifter Nashimona the Mason Ashma Russia. But he quotes from Abba Mari, the Agosha she quotes from Abba Mari, he says, no. Ain't the Mason Ashma Russia Klal. He's not allowed to give a tainus rishas. In the end, Gidon wins according to everyone, because he says maybe he can't give a tainus rishas, but he gave a taina that I thought it was okay to take the money and give me back other money instead. So I wasn't a Russia. But I think they're really arguing about this is the machlokes Rishon in the Hago in the Hago Sashiri. This is the Rivam. Says Limamanos Yachol Lasomatzmo Russia. To a Mamanos, I could say I'm a Russia. After all, we wouldn't believe me to convict me. We wouldn't believe me to make me a Gazlan, to make a Pasla Eidos. But I'm allowed to say that in Dini Mamanos, I can use a Taina, as opposed to Abba Mari. And Xerox enough to know whose father it was. I didn't get the end of the paragraph, so I apologize. Says, Ein Adam Mason Atzmo Russia Klal. What are you telling us? You're telling us you're a slick guy who just cheated someone out of $1 million? You're a Russia who's laughing all the way to the bank? Right again, it's not the Derek Chuba. Saying, I'm a Russia, haha, I get your money. No, you're not Neman to say you're a Russia. We believe you're a Tzaddik, and therefore, you're not Neman. They get this Taina. A similar issue comes up. This is much more complicated in the round the other direction. What about to lose money based on the Naveira? And this gets very subtle. We don't have time for the subtleties. But what if someone claims they did Naveira and they lose money? Are they Neman? They're not Neman to be convicted of Naveira to be a Russia. Are they Neman to lose money? Says the Ravid. Right, it says, what's the case in the Gemara? Anyone remember Ksubas? One of the cases you can divorce your wife without Ksubas is if she feeds you treif. Gemara says, how do we know she fed you treif? Right, Tevel. So, the Gemara doesn't suggest she admitted she fed you treif. So the Ravid says, why doesn't the Gemara suggest it? Because if she admitted she gave you treif, she would not lose her Ksuba. Ain't not a Mason Atzma Russia. So does the Ravid say that ain't a Mafsedet Ksubasa. He says, no, if she admitted she fed her husband treif, she doesn't lose her ksuba. Why? Because we don't believe her that she's a Russia. Says the Ran. Ran says, that's ridiculous. The Ran says, Behodas Baldin Naman al Rishas. He says, what are you talking about? In Hodas Baldin, you're Naman to say you did a Rishas. And a Hanami, we wouldn't possibly aid us, we wouldn't possibly for Shvua based on this, or, well, yeah, I figure exactly how much it might be possible. We wouldn't convict her based on this, right? We wouldn't fire her from her job as Mashgiach Kashrus based on this, because of her own admission doesn't make her a Rasha. But, and all of these technically is Al Maladun, but she's Naman to give up her money. If she admits she fed her husband treif, she loses her Ksuba, thus Baalik Ve'edim Dam. It just means she's not Naman to say she's a Rasha, but she is Naman to lose her Ksuba. And I think that's exactly what they're arguing about. The Ravid is saying, no, you can't talk badly about yourself. And the Ravid is saying, of course you can talk badly about yourself for Mamanos. You just can't convict yourself of the crime of being a Russia. But you can give up your Mamanos. A similar question comes up, Agav, in the Me'iri Yevamos Daf Yud Zayin. Did I put that on the sheet? No. No, okay, so I apologize. This is a great question. To say, B'nizeh Ben Grusha, based on the Naveira. You know how Yaker, a father's Naman to say, if I'm Mr. Cohen, I'm Naman to say my son's a Ben Grusha. So says to me, Iri, the Rishonim asked, how can I say my son's a Ben Grusha? Ain't none of Mason Atzmarosha, the only way my son's a Ben Grusha is if he's my son, right? If my son's a Ben Grusha, that means I married a Grusha. So what's Pshat? The Iri brings down two deus. He says that one day it says, no, the nemanis of the B'nizeh ben Grusha is only if I say I married his mother B'shogig. But if I say I married his mother B'mezid, I'm not Neman. That's 2 days in the Me'iri.
Rabbi in Yevamos Mem Zayin says one day. Which day is which? Afilo, the first day says Neman Afilu Amar Nasasi Grusha Bemezit. Even if he says, I did the Aveira of marrying the Grusha and this is my kid, he's Neman. Why? So he's not Neman to make himself a Rasha, but he's Neman to pasul his kid. Why is Neman to pasul his kid? Because there's a cause of Yakir. But the second day in the Miri says, Ain no Neman Bemezit. Only Bishogeg, says the second day in the Miri. He says, nope, you're never believed to say you're a bad person. You're believed to say, Bishogeg, you married a Grusha and my kid is puzzle. But if you say you married a Grusha of Amazin and your kid is puzzle, we don't believe you. Ain't not a Mesa Matsuba Russia, cloud. So that's one. Yes?
According to Ron, why does the Torah not suggest that the woman.
Because the Milsa is Lo Shlicha. People wouldn't admit these things. Come on. You ever seen anyone admit anything in divorce court? So here's one whole class of Nafkamina. Basically, there's one school of thought which fits the Ramban and says, you can't make yourself a Russia. But you can say you did an Aveira to get money. You can say you did an Aveira to lose money. You can say you did an Aveira to possibly your kids. You just can't make yourself a Russia. But the other Sheikh Rishon says, no, you can't talk badly about yourself at all. If you talk badly about yourself and you say, I deserve money, you don't get the money. If you talk badly about yourself and say, I lose money, you don't lose the money. If you talk badly about yourself and say, my son's puzzled, he's not puzzled. You're never allowed to talk badly about yourself. The flip side of this, Agav, Nafkaminas, is... The flip side of this, Nafkaminas, is, just continuing, what if I talk about myself, but in a tzidkus way, can I be possible edus? So, for example, the machlokas in the Pistei Tshuva, what if I indirectly admit I'm a Russian? What if I indirectly, accidentally admit I'm a Russia? Like in all the TV shows, right? The guy cross-examines you and says you admit this, and then cross-examines you, change the topic, and 5 minutes later you admit that. He says, if you put this and that together, you've just convicted yourself. So, am I puzzle edus or not? That's machlokas in this Pesach Tshuva. What would you think? According to the Ramban Derech, if I indirectly admit that I'm a Russia, am I kashal edus or puzzle edus? What would you think? What? Why? Because I'm a carbital asshole. I can't make myself a Russia. But if you say it's just that a person can't talk badly about himself, then if he's not talking badly about himself, after you could say that he is possible Eidos. And this is the machlokas brought in the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva says that the Rav Feibush Mikrakow said that I'm possible Eidos, and the Maram Lublin said I am Kashal Eidos. This is Rav Feibush Mikraka, and this is the Maharam Lublin. Says I'm Kashal. What are they arguing about? I think the same question. Is this matter the result? The result is you can't make yourself a Russia. You're puzzled to make yourself a Russia. So it doesn't matter. You can't make yourself a Russia. Or no, it's about your attitude and your kavana. You can't have kavana to talk badly about yourself. But if you're not talking badly about yourself, you just accidentally give us information which leads us to believe you're a Russia. Then maybe you should be Neman. And you have a similar discussion to Birkei Yosef there about the whole question of Derech Vidui and Tshuva. What about admitting Rishus, Derech Vidui and Tshuva? That's the discussion of Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef claims, although if you go back and you dive into the Koros, some of them are ambiguous, but the Birkei Yosef claims that is a machlokes. Rishonim and Achronim. And you might say the same question. If it's a matter of you just don't have the nemunas to create that result, then avada your kashalatus. But if you say, no, you can't talk badly about yourself, the answer is, I'm not talking badly about myself. I'm trying to do tshuva, and I'm on my deathbed trying to do vidui, and then all of a sudden I get better. This is the question they all have. On his deathbed, the guy admitted, I underslept with his neighbor's wife. He sold the bales of trefos in his his store when he was a shochet. People have all kinds of things on their deathbeds, and that's very foolish of them sometimes because they always get better in the shots. Is it possible edus or kashal edus? So could be, after you could say, that he's pasulegos, because over here he wasn't talking badly about himself. He was trying to talk in a nice way about himself, because he was trying to do tshuva, just like the case in our Tosfos. And they all rely on our Tosfos, said the Derech Tshuva is different. Now, of course, it isn't exactly the same as Derech Tshuva, because like Tosfos, he's saying, I want to do tshuva and do the right thing in Chul Bazara. Here he's just saying, I want to do tshuva and beat myself up.
It's Derech Tshuva, not Pasolatus, it's the tshuva.
Ah, so the Nafkamina might be, maybe there's a Derech Vidui without a full tshuva, or Derech Tshuva, the Mafreya. For things you saw in between, because it's Chilos B'Psol and Sofa B'Kashros. Okay, all the Echron discuss the Akira. I could go through all of Choshen Mishpat and give you another 100 Nafkaminas. If I was willing to get stoned. But basically what we've seen here is that there are two fundamentally different ways of looking at Eino Meitzel Atzel Rasha. Either it's a matter of the result. You can't make yourself a Rasha, no matter what your Kavana is. But you can talk about Isurim, Karbanos, you can talk about Yuchsin, you can talk about Mominus to gain money, you can talk about Mominus to lose money. You can do anything based on an Avera. You're allowed to tell us about Averas. We believe Averas. We just don't make you a Rasha. You can't make a Haloshim Rasha based on it. The same as, you know, if one day in Yavamas, if I come and say to Mrs. Smith, oh, I killed your husband, then we don't believe I'm a Rasha, but we let her remarry. Which the writer of Q.A. brought for this, tied into this lecture. Or the other direction, no. It's really, if you're talking about yourself in a positive fashion, you can posture yourself to Aegis. It doesn't matter what the result is. It matters what your kavana is. If your kavana is to beat yourself up and denigrate yourself, we throw out your testimony. We throw it out in Dini Mamonos, we throw it out in Hodah, we throw it out in Yuchsin, we throw it out in Karbanos. But if your kavana is to be a good Jew, then we accept your words, and we might even possibly for Aegis based on it.
Isn't that like an inherent contradiction? So if you're trying to make yourself better, we make you a Rasha. But if you're not, then we don't make you a Rasha. I mean, it comes out...
Could very well be. You're trying to, part of the process of trying to make yourself better is to realize your limitations. And I would say that if you're going to say he's only Neman here because of he's only Neman in Karbanos, or he's only Neman because in this weird scenario, then I'd say it's definitely saying that, you know, it's not definitely not like the Ramban. They're saying, no, even in Karbanos you're not able to tell a story of Rishus. It's just they didn't think of Tosfos' answer that you're trying to be a tzaddik here, so instead they come with other answers. It's more like Tosfos, they just didn't think your Karbanos was good. Right, not like Ramban, closer to Tosfos. So basically, Tosfos and the other answers say, whenever you're telling us a bad story about yourself, we don't believe it. The Ramban says that it's a matter of results. We don't hassle you. Again, Rabbi Kivi Eger discusses this in Yevamos Daf Chaf Hei and Ksubas Yudches. Rochanan discusses the Kovetz Ha'aretz that I put in the footnotes. He says, I only understand one side of this Chakir. Which side makes more sense? What? The Ramban says, this is a good Svara. Check. Right? The Svara here works. Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, this is then a Karov is not allowed to make himself a Rasha. Karov, that's a conviction. A Karov can convict someone of Rishas. What's the Svara for the other side of the Chakir? And Rav Ochanan says, I don't know what the svar is. Like, why should we discount anything you say if you're talking badly about yourself? I saw in the third volume of Beis Yosef Shaul, and that's a good question, like, why should we discount anything if you're talking badly about yourself? In the third volume of Beis Yosef Shaul, which is the old Kol Elyon, and it's old, the Rus Kol Elyon in YU, they found the Ksav Yada, the brother of the Gadol Minsk, and published it, who was an ancestor, I think, of Rabbi Adler, or someone who was in the Kol Elyon at the time, and published it, and he asked this question. He says, why should we not believe any story of an Aveira? Like, what do you mean? Hodas Baldin. Like, of course we should believe you. Hodas Baldin Kameidim. Or Yakir, to pass on your kids. Why should we throw out any story that involves an Aveira? Or let's say in the carbon, you say, ha ha ha, I'm a Russia, I did it by Mazid. And we wouldn't believe you. Right? According to Mari Katz, we wouldn't believe you if you said Mazid. Why? Like, why can't you tell us any story, whether it's praise, whether it's flattering or indicting? So the brother of the Gadol Minsk said, I forget his exact name, I apologize. He said, it is an omdina shemeshaker. He says, no one ever says they did a bad, no one ever thinks that they did something wrong.
No one ever thinks they're, no one ever really thinks they're a Rasha, therefore he must be lying and playing a trick on us. So it's an umdana that he's lying. What about Derech Tshuva? Maybe you'd have to compromise on real Derech Tshuva. But he says this case, yeah, he says b'mezid, we wouldn't believe it. He says b'mezid, if he really meant b'mezid, I'm a bad person, we wouldn't believe him. We'd say, come on, no one ever admits they're a bad person. You must be joking, you must be lying, you must be trying to pull a trick on us. That's a very big chiddush. Rav Shimon Shkaf, one in the footnotes, Rashash is how they usually call them, so that you don't confuse it with the Rashash. Rav Shimon Shkaf says a fascinating vart. He says that, and I don't know if this is true or not, he says, because you have no right to denigrate yourself. But Shimon Shkup says, why? You have no right to denigrate yourself. You have the right to do a lot of things, but you have no right to denigrate yourself. Basically, he says, after all, a person doesn't have every right in the world. You can't kill yourself. You can't even cut yourself, right? You can't be chovel ba'atzmo. Certain things you do have rights. You can give away your money, right? But you don't have rights to certain things. Rav Shimon Shkaf says, fundamentally, al pi the Torah, a person has no right to denigrate himself. Now, if a person admits they're a Rasha, what they're saying is that they want everyone to believe they're a Rasha, and everyone to believe they're a Rasha. Fundamentally, you have no right to talk that way about yourself, since fundamentally, he has two big conditions. Since fundamentally, you have no right to talk that way about yourself, then if you do, we don't even accept it, because anytime the Torah tells us to accept things, whether it's in Mamonos, whether it's in Yochsin, whether it's in Isurin, or whether it's in regular Eidos, we only accept things if it's something that you are supposed to be saying. And therefore, you have no right to tell us this. Oh, what if you tell us, say something that denigrates someone else? Like if I go to Bez and say, you stole $1 million from me, don't we make you swear she was Hesis? So he says that's different, because if I'm claiming that you did something, then no one takes that terribly seriously. Everyone, you know, and therefore I'm not really hurting you. However, if someone admits they themselves are a Rasha, they have no right to denigrate themselves. Rav Shimon Shkaf sees this in the context of Ein Adam Rasha Lachbo Ba'atzmo. You can't hurt your reputation any more than you can cut off your finger. You can also just see it as a more fundamental psychological idea. Many Rishonim say, Alti Rasha Pnei Atzmo means it's also for someone to consider themselves a Rasha. One has to look upon oneself positively. And even though Alpi Dini Loshon Hara, it's more important to talk about other people positively, but it could be that that Alpi, you know, in a deeper sense, it's more damaging to talk about oneself negatively, because that has a deeper effect. So I think Rav Shimon Shkaf might be onto something here, and he says it is, you're not allowed, al pi hashkafas haTorah, one is not supposed to view oneself negatively, and therefore whatever you say that's viewed negatively, even though it should have nemonas, and even though a kerub is kosher for mamonos, for hodas baldin, a kerub is kosher for yakar and yosin, a kerub is kosher for a lot of things, nonetheless, we throw out your eidos because we just don't allow people to say such things. That's a very, very, very big chiddush. But that seems to be a whole shita in Rishonim, even though Rav Elchanan doesn't understand the svara.
Shmuel Shkaf seems to explain the Ramban better than Tosfos. Tosfos isn't ish. I mean, what he's explaining isn't ish with nemanus. You're not allowed to do it that we don't accept it. What Tosfos is saying is that you're neman for this and you're not neman for that.
No, Tosfos is not saying that. That's an interesting question, but that's not what Tosfos is focusing on your kavana, especially based on Lashon Krisus.
I'm saying, based on your kavana, you're neman in this case and not neman in a different case. Shmuel Shkaf is saying that you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed
so
to
So he takes the additional step of saying when you say something you're not allowed to say, you lose your nemanus. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is i'avid lo mahani, that certain things are so fundamentally not supposed to be said that we ignore people who say them. And this is, again, Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's very strange. Why should we ignore anyone who says they did an Aveira? Like, if they have their modest, they have their modest. Rav Chanan says very strange. Why should we ignore anyone who says they did their Aveira? If they have their modest, they have their modest. And it is very strange. That whole Sheikh of the Rishon is very strange. The only thing I can think of is like either the brother of the Gunnily Minsk, because we assume you're lying, because it's against human nature to admit you're wrong, which is a very cynical view of human nature. Or I think more likely, Shimon Shkaf, it's a fundamental philosophical point. One, ain't other Rasha lachbol ba'atzmo, you are not allowed to denigrate yourself. But Derech Tshuva is a different story. You're not allowed to denigrate yourself, and since you're not allowed to denigrate yourself, therefore if you do it, we pretend you didn't and ignore it completely, which is a very, very, very big chiddush. But that seems to be a sheet of the Rishonim, and I apologize for the Ribu Shirim, but we have to finish Daf Gimel already, and we'll pick up Mamir Tzashem on Monday with Daf Dalet. You should all have the course.
Is there any feeling between if you just come forward and you can say anything, but what if you're doing it like here in Beis Din? Is there any feeling? I mean, let's say the Beis Din is asking you questions as you do this.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Doesn't seem to be.
Sorry for the delay.
I think I might have.